أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته Inshallah, by the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today we are going to start section 3 of the 55th chapter of the Holy Quran, known in Arabic as Surah Rahman, and in English, chapter of the Merciful. Yesterday, we read about the evil ones, when the day of judgment is established, how they are going to be brought to see the hellfire, and they will be moving between flames and boiling water. The boiling water we are made known is sweat, blood, and the body fluid that came out because as a result of burning. And today, the other side of the story will be given to us. Those that they are good, on that day, what will happen to them? Yesterday, we had those that they are evil, on that day, what will happen to them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 46 today is telling us, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان ولمن خاف مقام ربه whomsoever was afraid of what? Standing before his Lord. That is the last judgment. If you are asked to come and stand before a panel, you will be afraid. Panel made of men. If you are asked to stand a panel of military tribunal, you will be more afraid. Because they can easily condemn you to death by firing squad. If you are to stand before angel as standing in the grave, you will be afraid. All these are lest. The biggest standing is when you stand before God Almighty, your Creator, on the day of judgment. And then your activities on earth will be judged by God. That is the most tense. That is the most hottest seat, if it is a seat. But you cannot sit. You are standing. Each person that will be judged will stand and the whole world will look at him as pronouncement is being made. So he who is afraid that he knows that he is going to stand before God, and because of that afraid, wanahayi nafsi anil hawa, he control the seven organs. The seven organs that are given under your custody to control, we can still remember them. The eyes for seeing, the ears for hearing, the tongue for speaking, the limbs, hands and legs, the alimentary canal for eating and consuming, the private part, reproductive system for sexual intercourse, and the heart for keeping pets and beliefs. This seven, he guarded them against committing major sins. On that day, Jannatan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give him two type of paradise. Two type of paradise here, scholars have discussed over it, particularly scholars of tafsir. What does that two paradise mean? That this person, because he is good, because he has spent his life well in obedience to the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give him two paradise. The first set of scholars say, as one is born, a room will be allocated to him in hellfire. And a room will be allocated for him in paradise. He is going to continue to have these two rooms until he's dying. His dying will translate, where is he going? If his dying translates, he is going to hellfire, then his paradise has become vacant. So the next person to come and take paradise, Allah will give him with the vacant paradise that was initially meant for an unbeliever who is to spend his eternity in hellfire. So because of that, we have Jannatain. Not only one paradise, pair of paradise can be given. According to this theory, or according to this interpretation, you can have two paradise, you can have three, you can have four, meaning apart from your own, additional one will be given to you because the original owner was condemned to spend his eternity in hellfire. The second scholars say, no, that is not the meaning. The meaning is that each paradise is created in two shapes. The first shape is having all what you know in this world. All things of luxury in this world are there in that paradise. Good houses, the way we build our houses, foods, the way we have our foods, clothes, the way we have our clothes, everything similar to the luxury of this world will be put in one paradise and then it will be given to you. And according to those scholars, people of paradise will first enter the one that is similar to the paradise they have. So that after they get used to it, then a key to another paradise will be given to them. The second paradise doesn't have things of this world. It is having things that this world doesn't even have of luxury. So that is the meaning of the two paradise. The first paradise, similar to the luxurious thing of this world. That is the first place people of paradise will enter. Thereafter, a key will be given to them to another paradise, which is having things completely different from this worldly. That is the second scholars. While the third scholars say no, two paradise means this verse is talking about two species of creatures, jinni and mankind. So the paradise themselves are made. There is a paradise made from what human beings like. And there is a paradise made from what jinni like. Because what human being may like, a jinni may not like it. And what a jinni may like, human being may not like it. Therefore, the paradise are of two types. The one for human beings who have done good and are going to paradise. And the second one for jinni who have done good and are going into paradise. So these are the surrounding interpretation of Jannatayn. Two types of paradise. Whichsoever it is, we know it is luxury as at its best. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثُمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَئِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained paradise. When you look into the paradise, look into it again, you are going to see a kind of وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثُمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَئِيمًا. You are going to see luxury at its best. وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. And you are going to see that you are another president. Because one paradise is more than art. So if our small art is having several presidents, what of you that is having something as big as the art? You are more than a president. So you are going to see that you are a leader. And everything is responding to your command. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to enter paradise. وَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Lord, man and genie, will you deny?
زَوَاتَ أَفْنَانِ.
زَوَاتَ أَفْنَانِ. So this paradise, the two paradise, possibly one is taken out so that it will be explained. The one, زَوَاتَ أَفْنَانِ. There are mighty shadows of giant trees. Under one tree, you can walk several kilometers. You are still under the shade of one tree. In the first place, there is no sun to heat the paradise. There isn't. وَدَانِيَتِنْ عَلَيْهِمْ زُلَالُهَا وَزُلِّلَتْ كُتُوفُهَا تَزْلِيلًا. There wasn't sun. The weather of paradise is just like the early morning hour. When the sun is about to come out, you know, the place will be bright, but there is no sun. That is how the weather of paradise is each time. There wasn't night, there was no daytime. Night comes with darkness, and darkness is a kind of trouble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't want to trouble you in paradise, so you will never even see darkness. That is why there is no night. It's only that early morning hour. Sun will not come because sun is giving heat, and heat can bring discomfort, and you shouldn't have discomfort in paradise. So the Zawata of Nine is talking about the paradise. There is no sun to heat it. But when you go under those big trees, the big trees are bringing down breeze, similar to somebody who was walking in a day that is not sunny. There is no sun, there is no heat. And then he came and entered into air-conditioned room. The weather will change. He is coming from a cool day. And then he entered into air-conditioned room. So it's just like that. There wasn't sun to heat the paradise. But by the time you enter under the big tree, then there will be breeze, just like AC coming down from the tree. And there will be smell. It will be giving down a smell of perfume on top of you. And then under each of these three, there are women. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the number of women each person is having in his paradise. It's just like counting how many women are on earth. Can we count them? Very difficult. So the women you have in your paradise are more than the number of women living on earth today. So under each tree, there are women. And each woman is having her own mattress. And as you go to the mattress, she is having plates with drinking either beer, either honey, either milk, and so on and so on. And then there were meat of birds. Angel will not cook food that we know, like rice, like no, angels don't cook that. That is the angel working in paradise. The angel working in paradise cook only two species of food. If you want a cooking to be done and be brought to you, they cook fish. Then they cook lahamin tayri mimma yashtahun, the meats of birds, like turkey, like chicken, and the rest. That is what they cook. So any other food you want, it will just be produced by the kudra of God. The angel will not cook it because they are not used to cooking those. They are only used to cooking this form of things. And if it is the birds, they can fry it. They can do what? They can barbecue. They can do different way of cooking that lahamin tayri mimma yashtahun. So Zawata Afnan, there are mighty shadows of giant trees. And under those shadows is another wall of itself. Where when you enter one of the shadow, you will spend hundreds of years under one that tree. And you leave it and go to another tree, spend hundreds of years. Remember, there wasn't dead. There is no growing all. So years are nothing but just figures coming and going. They will not have impact to us. Like in this world, the age coming are telling you are coming closer to grave. If you don't come closer to grave, you are coming closer to an old age. An old age, there is no luxury in it. There is no enjoyment in it. In paradise, no old age, no death. Therefore, age will just fly like numbers. You don't care about those numbers because they don't have anything to do with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be there.
بأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
وبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان Which out of the favors of your Lord, man and genie, will you deny?
فيهما عينان تجريان
فيهما In the two paradise given to us, عينان There are flowing waters. تجريان That flow at a velocity that will not take them high. The flowing water in this chapter were described with two physics. One, tajriyan. The other one, naddakatan. Tajriyan means the water flow naturally based on the potential and kinetic energy of where the water is kept. It cannot go upstairs. It can. It's just like your tap water, you want to connect it to go to a 30th floor of a building. Can it go? It won't go. It needs another machine to pump it. Yes. So tajriyan, the water flowing naturally, meaning it will not go off. It is meant to flow within the pipes from one room to another at the level, at the same level. That is tajriyan. Later in the Holy Quran, we are going to hear where another different power is used. That is naddakatan. Naddakatan pumping. It can go up and it goes with a great velocity. So in this two worlds, there are some waters that are going at what? At a natural velocity, tajriyan, but they cannot go up. They can flow horizontally. They can flow vertically.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ Which out of the favors of your Lord, man and genie, will you deny?
فيهما من كل فاكهة زوجان.
فيهما من كل فاكهة زوجان. And then in each tree. Let's assume in the paradise you saw an orange tree. When you go to the orange tree, Zawjan, there are two oranges there for each tree. The first orange is the one you know in this world. As you take it, you feel it like the orange I know in dunya. The second varieties of orange, you don't know them in this world. As you taste them, it's the first time you are tasting such kind of orange. Each tree is having two varieties. The variety known in this world and the variety unknown to this world. It's only known to that world. That is first interpretation. Second interpretation, each tree is having two types of fruits. The physical fruit for human beings. If you are a human being, you will consume the physical fruit which you are accustomed to. If you are a genie, the tree is having a spiritual fruit, which is fitting for your spiritual nature. Because what we used to consume as food is different from what is consumed by the genie. And the way the food we take in work in our body differs from the way genie, when they take the food, it will not work in their body. So each tree is having fruits for men and fruit for genie. You are a man, you will not see that of genie. You only see that of men and you will consume. You are a genie, you will not see that of men. You only see that of genie and you will consume. That is a marvelous technology. Yes. But this one is not technology, it's kudra. It is the mightiness of God that bring all those things in paradise. It is beyond technology. Zawjan, there are two varieties of each fruit on each tree as you go to the tree. And the paradise tree, even if the fruit is high, by the time you come and look at it and you want to pick it, it will just bring the fruit down to you so that you can remove. And as you remove, you don't need to wash because there wasn't germs, there wasn't bacteria, there wasn't any disease-causing microorganism in paradise. There wasn't any. So you don't need to clean. In fact, there is not even dates. That is why, as from the time you take Al-Kawthar, you will not urinate again. You will not defecate. You cannot defecate and urinate in paradise because there is nothing dirty in paradise. So the plant will just come down and bring the fruit and you remove. No need of washing. If you wash, it's out of your own will you wash. Maybe because you are used to washing while you are in the world. That's why you will wash. But fruits of paradise, Mr. Man, no washing. As you remove, just eat it. Nothing will happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be there.
Wabi ayya ala irabbikuma tukazziban.
Wabi ayya ala irabbikuma tukazziban. Which out of the favors of your Lord, man and genie, will you deny?
Muttakina ala furushin badayna min من استبرق وجن الجنتين دان
متكئين على فروش بطائنها من استبرق وجن الجنتين دان. Remember the beginning. زواتا أفنان Oh, liman khafa maqama rabbihi jannatan. Two paradise. The keys are given to you. And you enter into paradise. Zawata afnan. You discover the mighty tree and the bigger shadow. You go in there and meet women. And then you amuse yourself with the women. Live together and enjoy yourself. Then from there, you move to where? Fihima ainani tajriyan. You saw water flowing. You enter, swim. Take bath, enjoy yourself in the water. Then, fihima min kulli fakihatin zawjan. As you come out, you start seeing trees, picking the fruits and eating them. From there, muttaqina ala furushin bata'in wa min istabarak. From there, remember, you enter the Zawata Afnan, where you meet women, amuse yourself. You move from there, you see a water, a swimming pool, enter there and take some swimming. You go to trees, eat out of their fruits. Then you are going to see a mattress, a very big mattress that is made from silk. There is one kind of silk known as istabarak. It's a silk that the color looks like gold and is very soft and is attractive and colorful. So the mattress are made from that kind of silk. They are mattress that are very big. In fact, you have to give a jump to fall on top of them. So as you fall on top of those mattresses, you will discover trees are bringing their fruits. Orange will bring the fruit. Yawaliyullah, can you take out of my own fruits? Another apple will bring. Can you take from me as you were lying on the mattress? Then, wajanal jannataini dhan, fruit will keep on coming to you so that you don't even need to come down to pick the fruit. You can take them as you were lying down there. And you sleep there not because you are tired, but because of enjoyment at its peak. Which out of the favors of your Lord, man and genie, will you deny? There is none. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to enter this paradise. Much of what we are explaining here are just a glimpses. The time you enter is when you will remember all those verses of the Holy Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our faith, make us to live a good life, make us to remain with faith, to die with faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins and accept our ibadat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us abundantly. May He unite us in Africa so that there will be one nation that will emerge and all injustice met on this continent to come to an end and the emerging of a bigger power of justice to emerge.
Atama Salatil Pati, Sulla Ramani, Alhamdulillah, Rupilan, Romani, Malikumitini, Yakanabuda, Yakanastain, and a certain Mr. Adalazin and Amtali, Veril Makdubi, Monotolin, Amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق وركاته بما سبق على صلى الله جبلا ولا هدي إلى صراطك المستقيم ولا علي أكبر قدير المقدر الذي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين